Christy Simonson walks to the end of the women's locker room at the Augustus Brown pool. She points to one of the hand-painted tiles on the shower wall.
So this is mine.
Simonson was working as a lifeguard in 1999. The second and third graders needed help painting tiles, so she and her sister Marta volunteered.
We went out there to help the kids come in and pick out tiles and ideas and kind of help them through it. And there were a couple extra tiles, and they said, "Do you guys want to paint?" So my sister and I did.
Those tiles have lined the locker room showers for more than 20 years. Simonson's tile has streaks of green across a dark blue sky.
It looks like I did some northern lights on the horizon, which I still love to this day.
Her sister painted stick figures swimming in a pool lane and wrote, "I love to swim at 4:45 a.m., a nod to their early morning high school swim practices.
So there was like snow blizzards we were driving through in the pitch black, freezing cold, to come swimming in the pool for an hour before high school would start. It was just kind of a sarcastic joke because no one really loves doing that, but we love the sport and being with the team, so it was worth it.
Simonson's love of the sport started early.
I tried out for swim team when I was six, so in 1985. And basically from then until 99, I was here. It was my life.
She built a community around the teammates, coaches, coworkers, and Juno residents who visited the pool every day. She taught swim lessons for kids. One summer, she led aerobic activity classes for seniors.
They would be in the pool, I would be on the deck, we would do a workout routine and kind of listen to some music as we went back and forth with the exercises. But it was just a great way, from a teenager's perspective, to connect with like the seniors in the community and develop a relationship.
In the remodeled lobby, high-resolution photos of the original tiles will sit alongside new art. Last month, the city asked kids to submit drawings of their favorite experiences at the pool. Simonson hopes the new generation of artists will look back fondly on their artwork and the pool like she does. She says it's kind of like a church.
Just a sanctuary for people to come and exercise and kind of let your stresses go, or maybe, you know, if you've had a bad day, come exercise or come sit in the sauna. And it's just a place where you can bring your kids and then your kids' kids come, and it's nice.
The Augustus Brown pool will remain closed until at least the end of the year. In the meantime, Juno residents can swim at the Diamond Park Aquatic Center in the Mendenhall Valley. In Juno, I'm Katie Anastas.